By the way, I've got a squeaky chair. I will sort that chair out by the next podcast. Hello, hello, and welcome to the YouTube Tea Break Podcast. We are dedicated to growing your YouTube channel and brand organically. We promise we'll help you grow your brand one video at a time. Now, before we begin, the usual call out, please give us a follow and a 5-star rating. We will not let you down. Keep your viewers, do not wave them away. When viewers stay engaged and watch your videos for longer periods of time, it signals that your content is interesting, valuable, and relevant to them. This, in turn, helps your channel in multiple ways. These are as follows. It really helps with visibility and discoverability. YouTube's algorithm, but I always say with algorithm, change the word to algorithm to audience, takes into account various factors, including audience retention when recommending videos to users. Higher retention rates indicate that your content is engaging, which can lead to increased visibility on the platform. This means more people are likely to discover and watch your videos. Audience growth. By consistently providing content that keeps viewers engaged, you are more likely to attract and retain subscribers. The loyal and growing subscriber base is essential for a long-term success of a YouTube channel. We all know that. Monetization opportunities. YouTube offers various ways to monetize your channel, such as ads, sponsorship, merchandise. Higher retention rates increase the chances of generating ad revenue and attracting potential brand partnerships. Community engagement. When viewers stay engaged and watch your videos for longer, they are more likely to become active participants in your channel's community. This can lead to increased interactions, comments, likes, and shares, fostering a sense of community and connection among your audience. Retention on YouTube is a critical factor in building a successful channel. By creating compelling and valuable content that keeps viewers engaged, you increase your chances of gaining visibility, growing your audience, and unlocking monetization opportunities. In short, don't wave goodbye to your viewer at the end of the video. Tell them why they need to stay. So I wrote this on the 9th of November. Obviously, it is the 20th now, 20th November, as I press publish on this video. And I've seen a lot of videos, but there's a fair few clients who tend to say at the end of the videos, right, we'll see you next time, or bye, or, I mean, even I've seen YouTube videos about YouTube's optimization videos, and they are saying, like and subscribe, and if you want to come back next time, then that's great, or words to that effect, I don't know, but some of them are literally waving at you, literally waving at the viewer, and it's saying to them, it's okay, you can go. No, don't do that. Why would you do that? Why would you tell people to go? You need to tell them to stay. You need to say to them, actually, if you've got to the end of this bit, this video, you're going to like other content which I've done. So try this, you know. I think that's definitely massively, it's hugely important. It keeps retention, session duration, which is a huge, huge statistic for YouTube growth. If you can, you need to keep that viewer. It's not just a group of people. Never with YouTube, never think of it as a group of people. Always think of it as one person you are speaking to. And actually, a lot of times when I do my presenter training, I always say to them, you know, you're talking to your friend. You're talking to your friend because it's not intimidating. The camera is your friend and it's one person. Actually, just speak to the cameraman, but look down into the lens rather than, you know, etherically out. Is that a word, etherically? You know what I mean? Ethereally, whatever. You know, the theory is speak to your friend because it's easy. You'll be more comfortable in front of camera. And if you are like that with your viewer, just assume viewer at this point, you will make it more comfortable for people to watch. Therefore, engagement will be higher. Therefore, session duration will be higher. And you will tell them that at the end of the video, if they've got to that very end bit, which not a lot of people do get to the end of YouTube videos, they will want to look. They obviously like you as a presenter. So use that opportunity. So you need to tell them, actually, this is really relevant. So this video is great, but this video, which I'm pointing you to, literally point them at it. That one asset at the end of the video, say to them, this is what you need to watch next, because this is relevant to what you are listening to and watching right now. So you can have that really strong link. Because don't forget, if they're looking at YouTube in any regard, all YouTube wants is to stay on YouTube. You want to keep them on your channel. And YouTube doesn't really care if it stays on your channel or not, but you care. So YouTube will recommend it goes to anywhere. That's why there's always so many links and so many different things you can do. But if you point them at one video, your video, at the end of that at the end of the video they're currently watching, what are the chances of them staying? It's high. It's a lot higher. I worked with a client who was literally waving people off at the end of their videos, and they weren't pointing to why they should stay. They were literally saying, it's okay, you can go now. And it's like, no, why would you do that? And it was a painful process, but we managed to get there in the end. We managed to say to them, right, you do need to keep them, retain them. They are valuable assets. Even one person is a valuable asset. So you need to increase that session duration. And actually, at the end, I forget what the stat's called, but there's a stat at the very end in your YouTube analytics. There's a stat at the end where it says your click-through rate at the end of the video. So your boxes that you add at the end. And there was literally 0.0% of people click on. And I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of views. And I said, look, this is a no-brainer. You've got to change this, because people are just watching your video. Then they're bouncing. They're bouncing to something else. They certainly, I mean, they might be watching more of your stuff. We don't know that. But one thing we can say is that they're not clicking on that video. So you need people to do that. Yeah, and they had a percentage, end of video percentage, retention of about 30 to 40%. So not bad, actually. But none of them were converting. Literally 0% of them were converting to the video they should have been recommending, which is just absolutely, it's criminal. It's criminal with regards to stuff. I mean, this is a basic. I mean, you can't get any worse than 0.0%. So anything they do to tell them to improve that will help their channel grow subscribers, viewers, monetization, partnerships, all of that sort of stuff. Anyway, a lot of times it's really interesting, because a lot of times YouTube stuff is actually really, it's basic stuff. You've got to sort of strip it back. You've got to say to people, it's about your presentation. People get into a habit of greeting people. Hi guys, hi YouTube. And it's like, no, don't do that. Say, be direct with the person you want to talk to. And a lot of times with the businesses who I work with, I say to them, right, I literally need a profile of the person you were speaking to. And they say, oh, well, it's like, oh, this person between, no, well, these people between, this key demographic between 16 and 35. I said, no. Let's be more specific than that. I literally want to see this person's life. Who are they? How much do they earn? It's a bit like, I've said it before, it's a bit like criminal profiling. I watch a lot of true crime. But you're literally making a profile of your ideal viewer. Why are they your ideal viewer? I will go through this and I will discuss it. It sounds like a really odd thing with a client, but once they come out of the shock of me saying, literally, who is the person you want to sell to, or you want to reach out to, I should say, they sort of understand why you're doing it, and they quite like the idea of that person. And a lot of times I've actually found a picture of somebody who's very similar, and I basically made a spider graph with this picture, this AI-generated image of this person that they have profiled, and we put little things on there saying, oh, they earn £100,000 a year, they have got two children, they've got... And why we do that is just to remind the channel who I'm working with who they need to speak to. And also, if they've got this person's got two children at the end of primary school into secondary school, then there's you're really niching down, or niching down, as the Americans say. You're really niching down into what it is that they are going to be experiencing in their life currently. And yeah, things move on, but they will always remember. Even if this YouTube channel is going for 2 or 3 years, you can change the person who you want to reach to. By the way, this is a completely immovable feast, but it's really important to really note this down. So again, you are pinpointing specifically the audience you want, and if you can keep them, if you can attract them, keep them, and tell them what to look at next, you are completely relevant in their mind's eye. Therefore, they will watch more. But if you wave at them and basically say, see you next time, and wave to them, what are they going to do? Oh, right. So I'm free to look at anything else now. So, and YouTube will give them options to stay on their platform. That's all they want. YouTube will just offer them options. But you need to say to them, this is one option, which I know you so well. There's one option here, and I'm pointing at it, and you click on that next. You see what I mean? Anyway, there you go. So for more YouTube tips weekly, please follow this podcast and give us a 5-star rating, as it really helps us out hugely. And also drop a little comment in there as well with the 5-star thing, as it really helps us out. Thank you so much.